from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Another report on Benghazi from the U.S. Congress. Majority Republicans on a U.S. congressional investigating panel are faulting the country's military for failing to respond to a diplomatic outpost in Benghazi, Libya, to prevent a 2012 terrorist attack that killed four Americans. The panel's chairman, Congressman Trey Gowdy, said Tuesday that no U.S. military assets were ever deployed to Benghazi. Military leaders have repeatedly said they did not have intelligence information on what was unfolding in Libya or the resources to respond. Some Republicans have blamed Hillary Clinton for failing to adequately provide enough security to protect the outpost. Clinton's campaign said Gowdy's investigation had not found anything to contradict the conclusions of the multiple earlier investigations. Following Britain's historic vote to leave the EU, European leaders have begun to address how their relationship with their soon-to-be former teammate will evolve. Germany's Angela Merkel addressed the German parliament today, saying though Britain will lose the privileges that come with being an EU member, it will remain a close ally in NATO. Now, in the European Union parliament today, Nigel Farage, he's the head of the UK Independence Party, he addressed that body. Mr. Farage, of course, was in the forefront of the British effort to leave the European Union.
Isn't it funny? You know, when I came here 17 years ago and I said that I wanted to lead a campaign to get Britain to leave the European Union, you all laughed at me. Well, I have to say, you're not laughing now, are you? And the reason you're so upset, the reason you're so angry, has been perfectly clear.